A crowd estimated at about 1,000 gathered in Lexington Sunday for the community's first LGBTQ Pride rally and march. Organizers say the event on the downtown Courthouse Square was planned in solidarity with a national rally in Washington, D.C. Josh Mers is chair of Lexington Fairness, one of the groups involved in making the rally and a subsequent march happen.
Today is not about protesting. Today is about celebrating who we are as a community and just reminding those elected leaders and those that want to represent us that this community pays attention and we will not be silent.
Mers noted that Monday is the first anniversary of the mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida.
In the last year, what we've seen is a great response from our local public safety division here in Lexington of working with us to make sure that events like this, like the Pride Festival, like rallies that we do, are safe, that there is a police presence, that they're not overwhelming us, but that they are there.
In memory of the victims of the Pulse massacre, the crowd observed a moment of silence. Representing the local transgender community and helping put the rally together was Tuesday Meadows. The retired grocery store manager who made her transition as a female later in life is concerned about the well-being of transgender youth.
Transgender kids are 13 times more likely to attempt suicide when they're not supported by their family and friends. I mean, that's a horrible statistic, and a lot of them are successful in their attempted suicide.
Following the rally on the Courthouse Square, most of the 1,000 or so participants took part in a march through downtown Lexington. For WEKU, I'm John Hingsbergen.